In victory or defeat, true fans never quit. Champions are made by the fans. That's why 5-Hour Energy is adding a new limited edition Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy Shot to their roster. Fuel your team's spirit with a taste as sweet as an overtime win. Packed with an all-star lineup of B vitamins, nutrients, and 230 milligrams of caffeine, it keeps you feeling energized, loud, and proud all game long. Check out 5hourenergy.com to grab your Stand the Fan Shot today.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Well, the Sixers thing is a disaster, and the Eagles, the Curtis at 8-2, are pretty much the opposite end of it. It's a tale of two teams in that regard. Look, good morning to you, Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie, 94 WIP. All right, Corey Clement's going to be in studio with us in about an hour. We've never had him on the show before. We look forward to having him on the program today.
It's crazy to say we've never had him on the show before, because it feels like we had to have had him on the midday show.
Never.
We had to have had him on the midday show.
Nope.
I feel like... All right.
And what a...
That's amazing to me.
James, is there anybody that you can think of that has ever had in Philadelphia sports the Corey Clement story? Now, here's what I mean by that. I mean, the answer is no.
Contributed to 1 year.
Well, undrafted free agent.
Right.
Okay, so you're not drafted. You're from around here.
Yep.
The team gets to the Super Bowl, and you play a huge role down the stretch of the season, and a massive role...
In the game itself.
In the game.
And yeah.
Massive.
No. Winning.
No. Massive. No. And you win the game.
He's one of one.
He's one of one. It's incredible.
Truly. It's what you dream of as a kid.
It is. Yeah. It is. And look, you went on to have about us.
And not has been recollected about Corey Clement's contribution to that team. And
huge.
Really the enormity of that contribution. He was so important.
Massive.
He was the third down back, guys.
I know.
He was, remember... Was
Sproles.
Was it supposed to be Sproles?
Sproles got hurt game three.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what
it's
it was.
Supposed to be Darren Sproles. Think about what that represents. You've got a third down back. He is the third down back because he is like 36 years old. He has been around forever, and he's seen every look a defense can give you.
Yeah.
He understands blitz concepts and where it's coming from and everything. That sort of wisdom that comes with just the ages. And now all of a sudden, you got a rookie trying to step in and do that. And you actually trust him enough to put him in that spot.
Yeah.
Hey, go protect our quarterback. And then now our quarterback really is like, he can't get hurt. Nick Foles, like, if he goes down, there's no way we got a chance. So protect him even better than
before. Look, he was great. And congrats to him on, I forget the exact number of years, but maybe about a 6-7 year career. So great job. Corey Clement in studio.
Job.
We really look forward to connecting with him coming up in about an hour. Let's connect with Mr. Ben Davis right now. We love having Ben in studio. Of course, heaviest on the Phils, but Ben, you got to be fired up on the Sixers, man.
Yeah, what a product, huh? I mean, what a product.
It's fun.
Yeah.
Is that what it is, John?
Get
is
it.
That what
Clap
it is?
Your hands.
Yeah, exactly, Rhea. Clap your hands. It is such a poor product.
It is.
It's not one of those things like, I cannot wait to get home and flip on the TV and watch this
joy. Down. Yeah, bring me joy,
Sixers. It's just so pathetic.
Ben, I want to play a piece of audio from Nick Nurse after the game and then get your immediate reaction. Because after this, he talks about how they played better in the second half, which is true. But listen to what Nick Nurse said about how his team came out last night. Here's Nick Nurse last night.
I thought, again, we just got kind of out-hustled, just out-athleted, out-toughed a little bit at the basket in the first half.
Care to comment, Ben? Out-hustled, out-athleticism.
Out-athletic. Out-athleted.
I didn't know that was a word, James.
I don't think it is. I'm not sure.
I mean, Ben, how horrible is that?
I will never.
Is the worst part.
I will never question their athleticism or their talent, ever, throughout the whole league. Their effort is beyond pathetic. I mean, there's just no will. There's no want. There's no sense of urgency. There's nothing.
You out on Embiid?
Yes, I've been out on that guy. That guy, he does not create a winning culture. He just doesn't. And again, you're talking about, you know, the old age adage, father time is undefeated. It ain't going to get any better. It's just not. And if you think it is, you're foolish.
So, all right, give me the argument, because, Ben, here's where I'm at on Embiid. I'm not out. I mean, I am so frustrated, okay? I don't want anyone to misconstrue, but I'm not out because I'm just not ready for them to truly stink for the next bunch of years, and I'd rather give it another shot and see if these guys can pull it together. I know it's a low percentage, but I'd rather have a 3% shot than a 0% shot. Is that dumb? And I know I might get declining value.
The ship has sailed.
I might get declining value in number of first round draft picks. You keep waiting and waiting. I get. I'm not a bozo there. I get it.
Yeah, but you don't get it. I get it, but you're saying no. But I want to hold on to Joel anyway. If you want to get anything that makes this salvageable, you have to take action now. That's the whole point.
Can't,
if you wait, and that's the problem.
Yeah.
You can't now.
Yeah.
We do have to wait.
Not eligible to be traded yet, just so everyone understands. Not eligible for Embiid to be traded at this moment.
Because of when he
signed the contract.
This is the modern day athlete, though. You look at Shaq. That dude played every day.
Well, you know what? He's not the best example because he would fall out of shape and not show up in shape.
He was up and down the floor, though.
But he did. But he would play close to 82 games.
Yes.
And obviously, he played for a decade and a half.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, it's not even comparable.
And he stayed down low, and he fought.
That's
he
right.
battled. And when Joel was tired, Joel doesn't fight. He
Correct.
Doesn't enter the paint. We saw an entire game, two games ago.
Yeah,
where he shot zero foul shots because he refused to mix it up the entire game.
The entire game. I was talking to someone the other day. I said, who's better, LeBron or MJ? I said, it's not even comparable. I said, do you know how many defensive player of the year MJ got?
Right.
And they're like,
yes.
Wait, are you serious?
Yeah.
I go, yeah. That dude played up and down the court both ways.
Yeah.
It's not even comparable.
No, I agree. But LeBron is great.
He's great.
But I agree. Look. All right, so we're asking everyone today, in or out on Joel Embiid, what would you do if you're the 76ers, 215-592-9494? And can anybody please answer, why does the Eagles' offense stink early and crank it up? What is the reason and what can be done about it? Let's get to Dan right now in Philadelphia.
Happy
Dan.
Birthday to... Oh, am I on?
Hello, Dan.
I'm just stuck in traffic singing the greatest song of all time.
You catch yourself doing that all the time, I bet.
You ain't going to win.
You're the man, Danny.
Not going to win.
Hey, yeah, listen, you're saying you're scared. It's not scared, but you don't want to trade MB because you don't want to stink. I'd rather stink knowing the players stink than stink knowing the player. We have a great player that just doesn't want to be great.
You know, Dan, I've heard that argument before, and that argument often washes away after you see what really stinking looks like for a couple years.
Did you see them last night?
No, I did, but they're not going to be this bad for this whole season.
Think about it, though, coming off that meeting, and the meeting getting public.
Well, at least Joel played better, James.
Joel did, but the team didn't. They lost to a team.
First off, Maxey played 5 minutes in the first half, and Paul George got hurt.
Oh, he was on a minute restriction. Yeah. You could have literally set it in stone that Joel was going to play well last night.
But Dan, this follows suit with, I expect Joel to play a lot better moving forward. I really do. That's where I think we have to see it to know it. Because obviously there is a sense that maybe the best of Joel will never be again. Maybe it's a Chase Utley degenerative situation and he can't get back to it. But it is also entirely possible in 3 weeks he's playing at a spectacular level. I mean, this is only about the 10th time he's come back from not playing and started slow. He always, always, always starts slow after he hasn't played.
And Joe
plays at a spectacular level in the regular season.
I understand.
Right.
I understand.
And then he starts moping in the play.
I know.
It's the same soap opera. It's the same thing every year. Get rid of him. Get rid of him and get what you can for him and start again. At least we're not going to be starting from the bottom like the process. We're going to have some players like Maxey and so it will be better than that.
Yeah, but then you're more likely to be drafting 7th or 8th instead of 1, 2, or 3, and then you got that problem. See, that's part of why Hinkie tanks so aggressively.
I mean, they're the worst team in basketball right now.
No, I know, but they won't be with Joel. They won't be.
Mm. It's entirely possible he doesn't play Friday night. You saw it.
I'm aware.
It came up a little gimpy at the end of the game, and I went, "Oh, he's not playing Friday
night."
As for the Eagles, I think John's look is a little optimistic. Mine's a little bit more pessimistic. I think maybe the defensive coordinators. I think our first 15 scripts are more predictable than they would like, considering everybody that we play stops us in the first quarter. So maybe they have a certain thing or a certain look that they keep showing that they don't realize that defensive coordinators are picking up on. So maybe they have to change
Maybe. All right, Dan, give me an answer here. Best female character ever in a sports movie.
I'm not pandering to you, Joe, but without this character, this rival, this movie would never exist. Mm-hmm. How about Allie from Karate Kid?
I knew you were going there.
Which one?
Allie from Karate Kid.
Oh, and that's not a winning answer. Love her, but that's not
a winning answer. Wow.
No.
Shooting down Elizabeth Shue.
Yeah, why is that not a winning answer, Joe?
Because there's better answers.
Yeah, she's not an amazing character. Yeah. It's a fine character.
But I mean, my God. That's all I have to say. My God.
is she
even Ben
ultimate,
Davis got that.
I don't think you have to say anything else. Dream girl, Joe?
When I was 12.
Does she represent your ultimate dream?
Let me tell you something. Elizabeth Shue is the greatest thing since, well, me. Yeah. Joe Cameron, John Ritchie. It's 94 WIP.
Wow.
Hey, coming up. I'm joking. Hey, coming up. Something Sirianni said.
Are you really joking now?
Yeah, I'm
not convinced. I don't believe you now.
I play into the arrogance sometimes, but I'm just joking, ladies and gentlemen.
All right.